Alicia Amwell-Hia joins us for a kōrero today. Alicia is from Te Ate Honui, Apaparangi. And she's the co-chair of the Specialist Māori Design Group established to support Internet New Zealand to deepen its understanding of Te Ao Māori and improve Māori relationships and outcomes. Alicia did a conjoint degree in science and commerce at Vic University, and it's great to have her join us to talk of tech matters. Alicia, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to talk with you. I don't know too much about Internet New Zealand and why they would want to strengthen their Māori hand, so to speak, but they've seconded a Māori design group to work on its relationships and outcomes. First, can you let out or talk briefly about Internet New Zealand to our listeners, its role, and also the Māori design group's role now?
Yeah, absolutely. So Internet New Zealand is a not-for-profit organisation. It is the guardian of the .nz domain. So all of those websites that end in .nz in some shape or form, they look after the infrastructure, security, and support of maintaining that. So they're really involved in that internet space, and they look after internet-related policy, projects, research, and events. And them not being a government agency means that they can also act as this independent advocacy organisation and advocate to organisations like the government and other huge players in the internet space for a safe and accessible internet for all. Yeah, they're really huge in the tech industry in New Zealand, but also in the internet space globally. They've got a really important part to play in ensuring that everyone can access .nz websites and that kind of thing. And so they've established this Māori design group because they, I guess they realise that, you know, operating in New Zealand means that they have this responsibility to engage with Te Ao Māori and with tangata whenua and make sure that the internet is safe for all, including Māori. And so that does require this understanding of Te Ao Māori, and they've brought a bunch of us together to help to design, co-design some of their processes and policies and ensure that they really are getting that Māori lens on the things that they're doing.
It's a neat description, thanks. So they're taking it seriously. What sorts of kōrero do you think the design group will be able to share with them? Are we talking about tikanga or protocols or who they should be talking to if they want to invoke change? What sorts of thinking have those within the group got in how they might strengthen Internet New Zealand's hand?
Yeah, so all of those things, really. We've only just been established. We've had one hui so far, but even in those few hours that we got to spend together just at first, we've talked about internet for good, internet for all, and looked closely at particularly challenges facing Māori and the internet, structural racism, internet access, and the appropriation of te reo and tikanga Māori. So we've got a huge scope, but I believe that was on purpose. We've been brought in to discuss all these kinds of challenges and to really see what we can do with it. And the group as well has been, we've been constructed from very different areas. So some of us are from tech backgrounds, some of us are from research and academic backgrounds, and some of us are from a more media marketing background. So we have these different skills and experiences that will help us to inform the kinds of decisions and conversations that we're able to have with Internet New Zealand.
Who are on the group with you?
So I'm very, very honoured to be working with, there's five of us. So there's myself and Tapo Temara, who's just been incredible to work with. So we're the co-chairs. And then we also have Joe Maraki, Hone Paul, and Fetu Fala. So some really significant, people in their areas, and really excited to continue working with them.
Yeah, well, it's great to have Bo there, for that sort of knowledge base that might influence, even though we're talking about modern technologies, Poe's got a whakaaro that reaches back through the ages. This will be valuable too, I guess, as we shape how you might invoke this tau Māori side to Internet New Zealand's mahi, ne?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I think what's cool as well is that, you know, we're made up of all these different experiences and backgrounds and ages as well. But what was really clear in our first hui was that we are all really keen for some big transformational changes. We're not afraid of rocking the boat a little bit. And we all kind of see a similar way forward, and that we need to work together with Māori and really trying to challenge people a little bit. So, yeah, we all came away from that first hui feeling really empowered and excited to hit the ground running.
Thanks. Just finally to Alicia, you know, we value our ways of old, our whakaaro tawhito, but also, as the whakatauki suggests, you know, we've got to take the best of both worlds. When you look at the net connectivity and the capabilities of cyberspace, even though there are some drawbacks, we've spoken about that, regarding Facebook and the like, emotional damage done at times, but the utilisation of cyberspace for tangata whenua, e-commerce and the like, do you sense that we have a very powerful tool here, but not to discard the taonga of yesteryear?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I very much see technology and the internet itself as a huge opportunity and a tool and a resource. But then in saying that, there are these responsibilities for organisations like Internet New Zealand and Google and Facebook and all of those huge players to make sure that everyone can interact with these tools safely and with the same access to the opportunities that they present. So, yeah, it's very much an opportunity for Ipurangi Aotearoa right now to look back, look at Mātauranga Māori and all of the strengths and knowledge that we have, and make sure that those processes and policies and tikanga are effectively applied to internet spaces and all of these spaces that Māori should be able to benefit from and should be able to interact with.